Story shot summary of the hard thing about hard things, building a business when there are no easy answers by Ben Horowitz. Introduction.
Ever considered failing on purpose? Or do you ever make a mistake that you have no idea how to resolve? Few management books explain how to confront the most difficult scenarios or how to correct something that has gone wrong. In The Hard Thing About Hard Things, Horowitz shares his experience of being a founder CEO and the hard decisions he has had to make. He offers advice on managing tough problems as a leader, much of which business courses do not cover. While most management books focus on doing things correctly, Ben offers insights into what to do after you have screwed up. This period following errors offers the perfect environment for you to grow.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
About Ben Horowitz.
Ben Horowitz, co-founder of Andreessen Horowitz, is one of Silicon Valley's most respected entrepreneurs. He has held senior positions at Netscape, AOL, and Hewlett-Packard. Horowitz was exposed to diverse perspectives of the world from an early age. This was not least because his parents and grandparents were card-carrying communists. Looking at the world through different lenses helped him learn how to separate facts from perceptions. This ability proved invaluable when he became an entrepreneur. Despite the challenges, Horowitz believed in fair treatment of his employees and always telling them the truth. He understood that the innovator's job is to figure out the right product. Today, Horowitz is well known for his management expertise, which he shares through books and presentations. The Hard Thing About Hard Things is his most notable book.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Story shot one. Alternative explanations offer a fresh perspective.
Until you make an effort to get to know someone or something, you don't know anything. There are no shortcuts to knowledge, and most knowledge is gained through personal experience. Following conventional wisdom and relying on shortcuts can be worse than knowing nothing. We must learn to separate facts from perception. One way of doing this is by seeking alternative narratives and explanations coming from radically different perspectives. Searching for these contrasting perspectives has the potential to breathe life back into you and your workforce. This is the same approach Horowitz adopted after being brought up in a communist family. Instead of accepting this worldview, Horowitz searched for a radically different perspective. This was the start of his journey towards becoming a venture capitalist. Note to self: it's a good idea to ask, "What am I not doing?" Ben Horowitz.
Story shot two. The right friends will see you through.
The most important rule for privately raising money is to look into the market. You only need one investor to say yes. Don't worry if 30 others have said no. Running a startup involves two emotions, euphoria and terror. You need friends in your life who can help you through both of these extreme emotions. Two types of friends to have are One you can call when something good happens, and they'll be excited for you. One you can call when things go horribly wrong. If you want to keep these friends, you have to treat them well. Even if your friends leave you, you must still treat them well. If you don't treat the people who leave fairly, those who stay will never trust you again.
Story shot 3. Failure and innovation are the keys to progress.
There are two ways to ensure your company progresses. Learn from your failures and innovate to give your customers what they want.
Learn by failing.
Sometimes the only way to survive is to go out and fall on your face on purpose. This will help you learn fast and know what you must do to succeed. Instill this approach in all your employees to avoid delays. Project delays in large organizations almost always come down to a single person, so this rapid learning approach must be implemented throughout your organization.
Create what the customer needs.
Customers have a limited understanding of what they want from a product. Their current wants are based on their experience with existing products. Creating the right product for your customers is the job of your innovators. Don't place this responsibility on your customers. Innovators, with their broader view, can consider all possibilities, including those beyond the current market trends or customer feedback. They can imagine and create products that customers might need but haven't yet articulated. For innovators to be successful, they need a blend of knowledge, understanding of the market, technology, and customer behavior, skill, ability to design and develop new products, and courage, willingness to take risks and try something new. Sometimes the most significant opportunities lie in areas that are currently being ignored or unexplored. Innovators should focus not only on what they are currently doing, but also on what they are not doing, as this could be where significant innovations lie.
Story shot 4. A CEO should not play the odds.
Sometimes an organization doesn't need a solution, it just needs clarity. Ben Horowitz. Horowitz offers a personal example of how to react when things fall apart by talking about his business, LoudCloud. When the odds of LoudCloud's survival were low, a LoudCloud board member advised him to create a contingency plan in case of bankruptcy. Horowitz never made that plan. He realized that if he did, the company would go bankrupt because the odds were in favor of that happening. Horowitz found an answer, and the company survived. CEOs should not play the odds. When you are building a company, you must believe there is an answer to the problem facing you. Don't pay attention to the odds of finding that answer. Just find it. There won't be a perfect formula for dealing with the unique challenges you will face. Focusing and making the best move when there seem to be no good moves is crucial to being a successful CEO. When things get unbearably complex and the struggle begins, there are a few things you can try. Don't put all the organization's struggles on your shoulders. Share every burden with the maximum number of brains. Tell it like it is. Ensure informal information and ideas are flowing freely. Avoid adopting the old management standard. Don't bring me a problem without bringing me a solution. You will have to lay people off at some point. Get your head right by focusing on the future of the company rather than its past. Do not delay. If word leaks out before you execute the decision, a whole new set of issues will arise. Be clear about why you need to lay people off. If it is because the company failed to hit its plan, admit that failure. Be visible and present to boost the confidence of those who are still on board.
Peacetime CEOs versus wartime CEOs.
A peacetime CEO knows following protocol is the path to success. A wartime CEO violates protocol to win. A peacetime CEO focuses on the bigger picture, empowering people to make micro decisions. A wartime CEO concerns themselves with the smallest detail if it interferes with the main goal. A peacetime CEO always plans for contingency. A wartime CEO knows sometimes you have to risk everything. A peacetime CEO aims to avoid profanity. A wartime CEO sometimes uses profanity on purpose. A peacetime CEO looks to expand the market. A wartime CEO wants to win the market. A peacetime CEO tolerates deviations from the plan if coupled with effort and creativity. A wartime CEO is completely intolerant of any changes from the planned direction. A peacetime CEO does not raise their voice. A wartime CEO rarely speaks at a normal volume. A peacetime CEO works to minimize conflict. A wartime CEO heightens it. A peacetime CEO sets bold goals. A wartime CEO is too busy fighting the enemy to read books about management best practice. A peacetime CEO trains their employees to ensure satisfaction and career development. A wartime CEO trains their employees so they don't fail when encountering difficulties.
Story shot 5. Take care of the people, the products, and the profits, in that order.
This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the StoryShots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the StoryShots app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.